Good morning, and welcome to Just in Time. On today's episode of Just in Time, it is part two of Judgment Day in Mississippi. So as you all know, yesterday I was in Mississippi, me and my sister, Jennifer, and my brother-in-law, and other family members, so that my mother killer could be resentenced based on the change of the law. So yesterday was very emotional. And just to give you some of the detail about my mother case is that once again, my mother got murdered 29 years ago. She was raped. She was beat in the back of her head with a bat 17 times. She was shot with her own gun by this man and some other man. And she was left to die. They dragged her across the railroad track and across gravel, butt naked, and left her to die. And so yesterday was the first time that me and my sister got an opportunity to face the killer. We knew the killer growing up back in my hometown, Greenwood, Mississippi. We knew him and his family. But to literally face, somebody who had took somebody who's so precious from you, it was like I have never experienced a day like yesterday. We waited inside the courtroom for hours before they came and got us. The DA discussed some things with me and my sister that really let us know how the state of Mississippi felt. And so once again, us going down there yesterday wasn't about us having the ball in our hand. It was about the state of Mississippi Supreme Court having the ball in their hand. And so, like I said, we had family members from all everywhere come through for support. I think that was one of the most beautiful things for me to see that, because I haven't really been going back home because I thought in my head that it was a place that I hated. And then after yesterday, realizing the support and love and realizing how much my mom meant to that place, I'm going to start going back this summer with my wife and my kids. But, you know, sometimes when you experience tragedy at a young age, you know, you have anger inside of you. And so for me, it was to live the forgiveness, lift that boat off my heart. And for this man to know what you did had no bearing on me. I forgive you. But once again, it wasn't in my hand, it was in the Supreme Court hand. And it was very important for me to understand how to forgive this man. And so as we inside this courtroom and I'm looking at this man, I had anger in my heart, but I understood that my actions, I wanted them to be different. I really wanted to run up there and put these paws on them and drop them and do some other things that I had visualized. But as I walked past this man who murdered my mom and I sat on that stand, God have a very wonderful present of always showing up when you need him. And definitely God showed up. And when I say God showed up, it was in the form of how I conducted myself on that stand. It was in the form of what words came out of my mouth. And all I can say is, no matter what you're going through or what you got to go through or what you've been through, please continue to seek God. Please continue to grow. And that's what was important for me and my sister was to grow. Because like I said, we have never experienced this because our older sister, Felicia, was always the protector and always shielded us. And she always dealt with this situation. But once again, RIP, rest in heaven, rest in peace to my sister. We miss you. We love you. But yesterday, Lisa, I made you and Mama proud of the way that I represented us, represented y'all. I love my mama. She was my best friend. She got taken. I was too young to understand. God don't make any mistakes. We have to go through what we went through so that it could build us up, not tear us down. And yesterday, as I sat in that courtroom, I looked at that guy and I got on that stand. It wasn't anger. It was forgiveness that lifted me. It was a forgiveness that pierced me. And once again, I seen a person who killed my mom look back, looking for family, and no one was there for him. And then there was a courtroom full of my family and cousins and supporters, and it was just like I understood what the prison I was in at that time. And so we was given an opportunity once again to speak, and my sister, younger sister, she didn't have enough courage, and when he walked out, she started trembling and crying, and it was something I never seen before. It was it was just different. But I knew at that moment I needed to show my sister that I got us. That's all I can do, was to show my sister that I had us, show my brother-in-law that I had us, show my cousin that I had us, based on my words, based on my present, based on my characteristic. We forgave a man yesterday that took somebody so special to us, but the state of Mississippi did not forgive him. And his re-sentence was life without parole. That's on the state of Mississippi. Me and my sister can continue to heal, continue to grow. I'm here to tell you, listeners, in life, be prepared for any and everything. But make sure that God is involved and it's not you and your human flesh trying to deal with a situation in anger. Because when you're angry, you can't see the whole plan. And yesterday wasn't for us to go to Mississippi and tell the Mississippi Supreme Court to continue to do whatever they need to do. Yesterday was a day to let this man know how he hurt us, forgive him, and hopefully move on after 29 years of dealing with this. We will continue to live in honor of our mother. We will continue to understand that love is the best ingredient in this life, no matter how it looks. So yesterday was a day that I won't ever forget, just like the day I lost my mother. But yesterday, in my opinion, I feel like it was a closed chapter I feel like hearts were here. And I felt like my mama and sister were smiling down at us. God, thank you. Most important thing is to know that you can't fight evil for evil. You got to know where you stand at. And in the midst of all this, God stood up and showed out. Y'all be blessed. We got justice. We was able to forgive. We was able to grow and move in a new direction. Just like on today, Tuesday morning, I hope everyone have a blessed day. Be safe. Be sound. Mask up. Love. Just in time.